And they just put a decal on it to make everybody think this is something wonderful.
Well, I don't know, because I was looking around. There was another kind of bike that was on sale in another store that was, anyway, the BMX thing there, I don't think it means it's the brand name. I think it means it's the type of bike, it's the style.
Right. Well, you know, I'm sure a good deal of it is a question of how to sell the product.
BMX sounds good.
Something that everybody knows, at least. I've certainly heard of it. So, do we want to start with the book reading then?
Okay.
Does that sound good to you?
Thank you.
Do you remember when you guys did this last year?
Yeah.
Who came last year to see you two? Do you remember our names? We didn't even introduce ourselves.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
My name's Pat, and this is Mary. Do you remember who came last year? I'm not sure who did.
One of the girls had a funny kind of a name.
That could be awesome.
I think she was from Ohio or something, or Midwest. Her name was like Daryl.
Jeanette?
Oh no, Kenan.
Yeah.
Kenan, that's right. And was Anne the other one? Was there a girl
there
with white red hair like this?
So it was Kenan and Anne.
Anne has graduated and gone on to another. She's actually still living in Boston, but she's working someplace else. And Kenan is still with the project. But she teaches school every day, so she doesn't have as much time to do this kind of things. She's a teacher.
So do you want us to pick out a book?
What we'll do is we've brought the same book that we did last year, which we'd like to have you do with the two kitten boys together, like we did last year. And then we also have a new book, which we'd like you to do together. And then if you do an individual one with each of the boys separately, that would be great, of your choice. A book that you've got here that you think would be something that they would enjoy reading.
All right, Kelly, can you sit down? The name of the book is The Very Hungry Caterpillar by Eric Carl. Eric Carl wrote this book for my sister Krista. In the light of the moon, a little egg lay on a leaf. One Sunday morning, the warm sun came up, and pop, out of the egg came a tiny and very hungry caterpillar. He started to look for some food. On Monday, he ate through one apple, but he was still hungry. On Tuesday, he ate through two pears, but he was still hungry. On Wednesday, he ate through three plums, but he was still hungry. Yummy. On Thursday, he ate through four strawberries, but he was still hungry. And on Friday, he ate through five oranges, but he was still hungry.
Yeah.
On Saturday, he ate through one piece of chocolate cake, one ice cream cone, one pickle, one slice of Swiss cheese, one slice of salami, one lollipop, one piece of cherry pie, one sausage, one cupcake, and one slice of watermelon. That may he had a stomach ache. Wouldn't you?
No.
True.
Yeah, you would.
The next day was Sunday again. Huh? The next day was Sunday again? The caterpillar ate through one nice green leaf, and after that he felt much better. And that was Saturday. Okay. Now he wasn't hungry anymore, and he wasn't a little caterpillar anymore. He was a big fat caterpillar. He built a small house called a cocoon around himself. He stayed inside for more than 2 weeks. Then he nibbled a hole in the cocoon, pushed his way out, and...
Butterfly.
He was a beautiful butterfly.
Gosh.
Okay. This one we haven't heard before. What next, baby deer? By Jill Murphy. Usually he asks me, who wrote the book? Can I go to the moon? Asked Baby Bear. No, you can't, said Mrs. Bear. It's bath time. Anyway, you'd have to find a rocket first.
Rocket.
Baby Bear found a rocket in the closet under the stairs.
That's what you need.
He found a space helmet in the drain board in the kitchen. He found a space helmet in the drain board, on the drain board in the kitchen, and a pair of space boots on the mat by the front door. That's a spaghetti strip.
Yeah.
He packed his teddy bear and some food for the journey and took off up the chimney.
That's not spaghetti.
Whoosh! Out into the night. An owl flew past. What a great rocket, he said. Where are you going? To the moon, said Baby Bear. Would you like to come too? Yes, please, said the owl. On and on they flew, up and up above the clouds, past millions of stars, until at last they landed on the moon. There's nobody here, said Baby Bear. There are no trees, said the owl. It's kind of boring, said Baby Bear. Should we have a picnic? What a good idea, said the owl. We'd better go, said Baby Bear. My bath must be ready by now. Off they went, down and down. The owl got out and flew away. Goodbye, he said. It was nice to meet you. It rained, and the rain dripped through Baby Bear's helmet. Home went Baby Bear back down the chimney, onto the living room carpet with a bump. Mrs. Bear came into the room. How did you get so dirty? She gasped as she took him to the bathroom. You look like you've been up the chimney.
It did.
I have, said Baby Bear. First I found a rocket, then I put on my space helmet, then I flew to the moon. Oh my, said Mrs. Bear, laughing. What will you think of next? Probably think about going to bed. It looks tired.
Okay, now what we'd ask you to do is to look at one more book with each of them. They can choose whatever book they'd like. It can be anything. And if you could read it separately, it's one, and the other one could choose another one.
Okay.
And we also brought a book if you are tired of your own books, but you're free to choose whatever one you'd like.
Should we read a couple library books? I think we have two, actually, that we haven't read yet. Tales of a Sea Dog Family by Joe Lasker.
not a big sticker.
Okay. The first sea dog was born on the crest of a wave and mothered by a mermaid and rocked in the cradle of the deep. Your parents and my parents and their parents before them followed the sea. This is Eric the Rover. Bravely he sailed out of the cold north to unknown seas and shores. A Viking. He raided instead of traded, but let's let sleeping dogs lie. He was like a pirate, I guess. Wooden leg. Our next ancestor, Christopher Colley, loved the sea. As a child, he heard sailors tell of voyages in search of a passage to the rich countries of the East. Christopher wanted to explore these mysterious lands and bring back their treasures of aromatic spices, rare silks, and carved jade. When he grew up, Christopher believed that he could reach the Far East by sailing west. During the long voyage, the crew wanted to turn back, fearing that they would meet monsters in a sea of darkness. But Christopher Colley urged them on, and they stumbled upon the New World. With riches waiting across the sea, the Old World built bigger ships to fetch home the treasure. The Queen herself launched the Golden Hound, Sir Francis Sea Dog's flagship. In a great sea battle, Sir Francis chewed up the enemy armada. What happened there?
It happened to that boat.
Over here.
That's not correct. They're having a war.
That's bad, huh?
Yeah, some dogs
might
get dead, right?
Some dogs. Right. Our sea dog women are true blue. Lulu Poodle and Susan Poodle were aboard a schooner bound for Aruba.
Look at all the guys in there, like with the swords divided.
Yeah. Ooh, that's dangerous.
But look at the guy.
I'm glad we didn't move back then.
But look at the sword. Look at it. And he stabbed him in the water, bad guy, with the gun.
Yeah, if you...
Guns are badder.
Right. Well, swords aren't very good either. They hurt people too.
Stab.
When pirates attacked, Lulu and Susan joined the defense.
Wait. That girl has a knife and a gun and a gun. Because she fired the gun. Bad guys are good.
They're protecting their ship is what they're doing.
Yeah. They're getting all of the weapons from the bad guys right now.
Alright.
They're big
whales. They're fighting them off so they don't get on their boat and steal their boat from them. Call him Fish Meal, seeking adventure and wanting to travel. He sailed for whales on a Nantucket whaler. At the cry of blows, there she blows. He was off, until a blow from the flukes nearly sent him down to Davy Jones's locker. Here is the family genus, Isambard Bow Wow Bruno. When he built the largest heavy ship in history, the whole world stood up and cheered.
Look, that biggest ship's going in here.
Oh, I think they're letting it out into the They sat down again after the launching. At low tide, they started all over again.
They started and have a war again.
In the Civil War, great-grandfather Sea Dog built a submarine to ram enemy ships.
Submarines. Look at that submarine.
What's it say? But his sub-rammer was rammed instead. Oh, I see.
Yeah.
You know what he tries to do? He tries to poke a hole in the bottom of the big ship there They put a hole in it, and then it sinks down to the bottom because all the water rushes in. Our family does not give up easily. Still seeking a new sea passage, Commodore Bird Dog sailed over the top of the world. Bird Dog bravely battled icebergs, but when winter ice trapped his ship, he had to abandon the search and take a long walk home.
He just arrived at the North Pole, right?
Yeah, and he hit an iceberg and his ship got stuck.
Yeah.
Grandfather Owl was an artist. He artfully camouflaged ships in the Great War.
He made a big boat, right?
He painted it.
Yeah, and it's big, right?
That's a big one. The U-boats didn't see it that way. All that happened long ago, today they who go down to the sea think of it as a playground. See, what are they doing?
They're down to the boats, right?
Oh, what are they doing? They're having fun on the water.
Yeah. Fishing? Yep. Okay. Some are fishing.
Water skiing?
Yeah. Water skiing.
Catching the tuna. They're floating. He's just floating.
Yeah.
Ready? The end. We will go too, and so will our sea dog children.
The dog children?
Look at that.
That's like at the Boston Garden there. You've been on the swan boats before.
No.
Yeah.
Don't you remember?
I remember.
Okay. You ready for this one?
How you doing?
Alright. We usually do one a night. This is overdoing it.
This is major league reading, right? You guys are terrific. You're doing great. You're wearing your mom down.
I'm alright.
That's good.
Someday, said Mitchell, by Barbara Williams. You have to be quiet now, because this is Cal's turn. Want to say something cool?
I have Mitchell in my class.
Oh, okay. I have to be quiet, because I thought it was to Cal. You ready for this? For Taylor. Someday I will be big, said Mitchell. Then I will take care of you. That'll be very nice, said Mother. When I am big, I will buy you a vacuum cleaner that goes all by itself, said Mitchell. Then you won't have to work all the time and you can talk to me. That'll be very nice, said Mother, but today I don't need someone big. Today I don't need someone big with a vacuum cleaner that goes all by itself. Today I need someone little enough to climb under the bed and get all the toys that have rolled there so we can put them in the toy box. When I am big, I will buy you a beautiful house full of squashy water beds that no toys can ever roll under. He wants to buy his mother everything. That'll be very nice, said Mother, but today I don't need someone big with a beautiful house. Today I need someone little enough to reach the rungs on the chair so I won't have to bend over to dust them. When I'm big, I'll buy you a mansion full of pillowy chairs that never have to be dusted, said Mitchell. That'll be very nice, said Mother. But today I don't need someone big with a mansion. Today I need someone little enough for me to boost up while he sweeps away those cobwebs on the ceiling. Oh, you need that too.
Yeah.
When I am big, I will buy you a castle full of servants who will clean the rooms every day so you won't have to.
We have one good night.
Yeah, we do. Do you like this book, Cal? Mm-hmm. That'll be very nice, said Mother, but today I don't need someone big with a castle. Today I need someone little enough to reach down inside the grocery bag and hand me the cans. When I am big, I will buy you a zoomy red car so you don't have to stay in the house all day working. and can go on outside with me, said Mitchell. That'll be very nice, said Mother, but today I don't need someone big with a zoomy car. Today I need someone who is little enough to bend down to pick violets when we go outside together.
Ooh.
What color is a violet?
Pink.
No.
Blue.
I'm asking Cal, right? Remember we saw them down there? Those little flowers?
What?
And they're purple.
Purple. Be blue.
Violets are purple.
Blue.
They're almost blue. You're kind of right.
No, I don't have to say that.
They're bluish purple. That's what violet is. When I am big, I will buy a whole mountain for you, said Mitchell.
Ooh.
Then you don't ever have to go in the house to work again. That'll be very nice, said Mother, but today I don't need someone big with a whole mountain. Today I need someone little enough to sit on my lap while we smell violets and talk together.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that was nice.
All these intelligent responses they have.
I'm very impressed. That's great.
Have you read those books before, Sarah, or are those ones that you just got out of the library?
These we have, no, we usually take 4 or 5 books out. Maybe every week we take about 5 books out. We read one each night. Because they have a whole bunch of books in the toy room, but we've read them all about 3 or 4 times each, so.
No, the library is wonderful because you don't have to buy them all. You can just go back and get the new ones, take them back and replenish this.
We also rent movies down there for free.
At the library?
Yeah, they have a huge selection.
Did they really? Of sort of videos of kids' books or kids' stories?
They have some of those, but a lot of the Disney movies, all the classics.
Really?
Oh yeah, Pinocchio, Sword in the Stone, Lady and the Tramp, Mary Poppins. Like right now, we have The Last Unicorn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know that movie.
We have Lady and the Tramp. We can take that.
Oh, right? Grandma take that.
Yeah,
that's a wonderful story. I can remember watching that when it was brand new. That dates me pretty bad.
At the theater, right?
Yeah.
Me.
Not you. No, you're a little kid. Okay, let's see. What we need to do now is we need to have each child individually tell about a recent past event, something exciting that's happened recently that they would like to tell us about. So if you can have them tell us something that's happened that's exciting to each of them, that would be great.
Do you want to go first?
What?
Were you raising your hand? Do you want to go first? It's Pat and
Mary.
Pat and Mary, tell them what we did yesterday. That was kind of fun.
We went on the boat.
Oh, you tell them. Go ahead, Dave.
We went on the boat.
What kind of boat?
A canoe. I think.
A mother's.
Yeah.
And where did we go and see? What did we see?
We saw a house that we. It had no
rooms,
but no one was in it.
But what was in it? That was nice.
There was a piano and everything.
An old broken piano.
But some of the keys worked it.
And we got out on the bank and there was an old abandoned house and there was a very old fashioned like washing machine. With an old piano. It said the Norman on the outside of it as if it used to be a restaurant, but I don't know. It was very abandoned. What was there was rusted and must have been at least 10 years since it burned down.
I know a hole in the basement. I saw a hole inside the house. You know, Mom?
We only went in a couple feet to the piano. We didn't go walking around because we were afraid the floor would fall through.
Yeah, because I saw a hole in the old field somewhere.
Near the fireplace.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw it on the floor.
So what we did was we went adventure. You want to tell about something?
We went to talk about, you want to just talk about the birthday party? How many kids came to your birthday party? Cal. Sit up and tell.
11 kinders.
And tell her what game we play.
What team? In the donkey?
Yeah. In the tail and the donkey.
I didn't play it, but I played it.
Oh, you were too busy out there and you got a tail?
Yeah, I played it.
Did you play it?
Uh-oh. Sorry, I brought it up.
You should pee outside.
That's not enough.
You want more?
What have we been exciting lately?
The boat was the plane for night.
I don't know, I should be able to remember. Past yesterday. I don't know, the only thing that happened lately is your grandfather died and we had a million birthdays. That's what, and the past 3 weeks all we've been doing is birthdays and...
Birthdays?
It doesn't affect them.
I think it's hard to ask
what
that means.
They don't grasp it. But they know that he's in heaven with God. He's probably fishing right now.
Yeah.
That was what he liked to do, I think.
Well, the summer hasn't really set in, so we haven't done anything real exciting lately.
But Daddy,
I'm going
to go to water skiing for, right?
Water skiing?
Out. Do you like me to put them on the table or on the floor here?
I think the floor would be best.
Okay. Here you go. Go to town.
Let's help you a little bit here. Quite a lot. We need your mom.
What comes with the lobster, sir?
What else is there?
Drinks.
Is it my favorite? What do you have like to go with the lobster?
Mommy, lobster.
Isn't there? Is there some salad or something?
Yeah. No.
Do you have a salad bar?
No.
What kind of stuff do you have at the salad bar?
We only have meat food.
What kind of vegetables do you have at your salad bar?
Carrots.
What else?
Salad.
Do you eat lettuce?
Yeah.
What else?
That's a good bowl. Cucumbers.
Good. What else?
Nothing else.
Do you have olives?
Yeah.
Do you have blue cheese dressing?
Yeah.
Do you have, my favorite. What are those red things called? Those round red things. They make spaghetti sauce?
Yeah.
You know what's your favorite.
Spaghetti.
Makes ketchup too.
Red. It's red.
It goes in the salad, Jake.
White. Red.
Tomato.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Do you have tomatoes?
Yeah. That's all we have.
Okay, good. I'll be there at 6. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Welcome. Do you make the coffee? Put the coffee cups on here. Yeah. You two do over there. Where's the plate? There's the red plate over here.
Yeah, okay.
The red plate's over here. And the, I'm eating the red and the yellow. This is the yellow plate. The yellow.
Where's the blue one?
Oh, yeah. This is the blue one.
So is that hot coffee or iced coffee?
There's ice too.
Oh, you have both? Oh,
yeah,
good.
There's two is ice and two is hot.
Oh,
I get like cold.
I think I'd like iced coffee this time.
Okay, mine's the iced coffee.
I think the blue would be for the iced coffee because blue is a cold color.
Okay.
And red is a hot color. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Blue is a cold color, like the blue water in the ocean.
Yeah.
And red is a hot color, like fire.
Yeah.
Now you know that. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
I'm drinking hot coffee.
Yeah.
You're a fire pins dog.
is your Dalmatian?
With spots,
Tony.
With spots. Fire dog.
This thing's brave. Oh, I like this. I want one of these toys.
I have this guy at school.
Yeah.
I thought I'm at the airport because I have the airport.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Great.
You want to plant this anymore, or do you want to pack it up and go play with your own stuff?
This stuff's more interesting than our stuff, no doubt.
I gotta go get the pair of glasses that actually lets me see something.
I can put a light on too.
No, it's not the dark, it's the eyes.
Quite a similar interview last year, and some of the questions are different from last year's. Some of them are the same, mainly because what we're trying to do is see what kinds of things have changed for Jake and Cal over the last 9 or 10 months since we were here the first time. So if they sound repetitive, yeah. It's because some of them are indeed the same kind of question that you answered before. Actually, what I'd like to do is, instead of talking about Jake and Cal to start out with, I'd like to ask you some questions about your own personal background, and answer any of these that you feel comfortable with. Just how long have you lived around this area? Did you grow up around here? Are you from this area? Where did you grow up?
Two towns over, Ashland.
In Ashland. My husband just spent a weekend in Ashland. He said it was really pretty. Someplace on one of the lakes over there. There's apparently a good sized lake someplace in Ashland.
Lake Washakum?
Maybe that was it, yeah. Mm-hmm. They were at a camp kind of a place.
The reservoir.
Oh, that was it. It was the reservoir. So and they you could sail on the reservoir and stuff. You could take boats out on it and stuff.
Yeah, I do that on Lake Washakum too. None of the water around here is any good though.
Yeah? Where did you do your canoeing trip? Where was that?
Somewhere between Millis and Medfield, I think. It was a little bit of the Charles.
Uh-huh.
We were on our way to Blue Hill. I wanted to do something outdoorsy.
It was such a nice day yesterday.
Yeah. I didn't want to go to a crowded restaurant, really. Yeah. I did, but then I didn't. I figured maybe I don't want to get into a stressful, hectic thing like that. So I wanted to do something just relaxing. So we're on our way to Blue Hill. There's my daughter, May.
Hi.
Oh, so you got a Happy Meal? You're too old for that.
Well, they stopped there. It says toys for kids under three. They gave me one.
You got a Happy Meal?
Yeah. Me and Jacob Richardson, and he's a kid this small.
Yeah, but when you're 12, you're not supposed to get a Happy Meal anymore.
What would be for me?
She just turned 12, a week
or two
ago.
You can't give up everything when you turn 12.
You start paying more for everything now. But anyway, we just happened upon the canoes. There was a sign. Uh-huh. So we did a U-E.
I see. So that it was unplanned, essentially.
Right. Of course it's for you. Excuse me.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello?
It was good time. I didn't call until she got home. Huh?
It's Shannon, I think.
Is she holding on?
Yep. Okay.
Okay. Did you go to high school in Ashland?
Yes.
And I can't remember how far you went in school. Did you graduate from high school then?
Yeah, just graduate, that's all.
Okay. Did you enjoy the high school? Did you like your school experience?
No. High school, no. I didn't get into after school things. I just wanted to get home and hang around with my friends.
Yeah. But school, per se, wasn't particularly exciting for you or interesting for you.
No, I wished I had made more out of it, I wished I had run in student council and all that junk, all that good stuff, but I didn't.
Yeah. Were there any courses that you particularly liked?
Pro Probably English and history were most interesting for me.
If you had an opportunity to go back to school, would you do it at this point?
I mean, college?
Yeah.
Well, probably not like full-time college, but I'd probably take a couple courses in.
We'll go to college.
Maybe some, good. Maybe some office skills.
Uh-huh.
Right now I'm working at the answering service, so I, you know, deal with the phones. It's like a switchboard.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm talking to a lot of people, and I wear this answering service for most of the doctors in Natick.
Mm.
So we have to page them, and we take a lot of messages. And so this has got me wanting to work in a doctor's office or something like that. It's one thing I can make a decent amount of money.
Mm.
But I would probably, right now, I have a good experience right now, like a background with what I'm doing for more like receptionist.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe I could get in and start as receptionist and filing, and then if I took a couple courses in the evening, I could get a couple of skills that, I don't know if I'd ever be any good at typing, but anyway, I just want to make more money.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I never wanted to work in an office before until now.
Excuse me.
What?
Can I go over
Shannon's or... Yes, but be home by 5:30. What? Oh, then you have to be home by 4:30.
Double message there, right?
She's funny like that. She offers to
It has
home.
To be yours.
She does. Usually anybody else she'd want to stay all night. I don't know why. Why are you going over anyway, then?
I don't know. It's so funny that I started to tell you about what happened today.
Well, you have to tell me later.
Wait, can I just ask you one quick question? Have you ever heard of Blackstone?
Yeah.
Where
it's
is
a
it?
Regional technical school, you mean?
I don't know.
Blackstone Valley?
I don't know.
What about it?
There's kids that go there because they went to the thing.
See, we want to get them to regional, I mean, what do you call technical school?
Mm-hmm.
Why, that's what that is.
Well, all right, I'll go to that school then. Let's move to the school. We go there.
Snap decisions.
No, it's only because, so like, because we took some pictures of them. I'm going to show you because, like, all the kids had cameras and they knew it. This and that posing, and their girlfriends got mad at us. But we don't care.
Okay.
Their girlfriends are peeing.
All right, Nate, we're trying to do something here, okay?
Sorry.
Okay. Let's see. Now let's talk a little bit about Jake's and Cal's activities. And some of these are the kinds of stuff that we talked about last time, or people talked about last time we were here. And this is kind of harder because we have to sort of go through this twice, I guess. What kinds of activities? Let's take Cal first. Does he particularly enjoy doing? And who does he do those things with, and how often does he do them?
Let's see. Besides riding his bike, playing with his friends, and playing with all his toys, he likes to draw. This past year, he's got a big interest in art.
Mm-hmm.
And we just given about a month or so ago an Atari. We never had a video game.
Mm-hmm.
So he likes that. He seems to have good coordination. He has great, interest. He can hold his attention on something. He's got a pretty long attention span. He always has.
Hmm.
That's Cal.
Okay.
And Jake has a small attention span. And he doesn't do as well drawing or anything like that. But he can write his name. That was hard for him. He's got the harder name.
Mm-hmm.
But he managed that one, getting the J right. And for a long time, he didn't want to do the K at all. It was too frustrating for him. But figured out he could do it.
Good.
But he's more sociable. Jake is more a people person.
Uh-huh.
He makes good friends easily, and he loves to buddy around. Everything's my buddy, this, and all that.
So you also like riding his bike and doing outdoor kinds of stuff?
Oh, yeah.
So what kinds of stuff does he do inside the house if he can't go out?
Plays with his toys.
And what kind of toys are his special favorites?
The new thing is the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. They just got those for their birthdays.
Uh-huh.
They like the character playing
the
stuff.
Action toy kinds of things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And do they play with each other with those almost exclusively?
They play together almost always. Yeah. Okay. They're good friends.
Yeah. Do they also have other neighborhood? I mean, when we came, Jake was across the street. Do they have neighborhood friends that they spend a good deal of time with?
Yep. There's Nick and Ryan. Ryan's downstairs, but they're moving out. But Nick's across the street. He's staying. Then there's some new people moved in with a 7-year-old boy and a couple of girls. And in about 10 or 15 minutes, I have 2 kids coming that I watch. They're 6 and 8. The boy is 8 and the girl is 6.
Uh-huh. So there's a lot of kids around a lot of the time.
Yes.
And people go, kids go sort of in and out of each other's yards and up and down the street.
Yeah, at first it was last year, until just the weather got nice, did I start letting them go across the street,
mm-hmm.
you know, because they have to ride the bike across the street because there's no sidewalk on this side, and we have rocks for a driveway.
Yeah.
And instead of yelling at them and punishing them every time they went across the street without asking, because they were doing it anyway because their friend lives right across the street. And, you know, last year was no way, no how. And anyway, I just gave in. So now it's just always, you know, watching to make sure they look both ways.
Right.
And they're not allowed to play in the street. But I do let them cross.
That's nice for them to have that kind of freedom to be able to do that.
Yeah, it's a little easier to just let them go.
Yeah.
Because, see, for riding their bikes, they have boundaries. There's a tree on the sidewalk up. About 4 houses, there's a tree in the sidewalk, and then down about 6 houses, which is 4 houses past Nick's house, because
mm-hmm.
he's like diagonal.
Mm-hmm.
So there's another tree sort of stuck in the sidewalk, and they can ride their bike
between the trees. Yeah, it's nice to have those boundaries, though, so that they know where they are, and you know where they are.
Yeah, it's got to be that way, or else they have to come in and they lose their privileges.
Yeah. What about other family members? Do they do special things with anybody else in the family?
Let's see. Their daddy takes them out once in a while. To the park a little, to bowling or to fishing. They mm-hmm. do with their dad.
Mm-hmm.
Not a whole lot, but now that they're getting a little older, they'll be doing it more with him.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How often do you suppose they go, say, bowling or something like that with their dad?
Bowling about once a year.
Once a year.
Once or twice.
Special occasion.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. What if you had an opportunity to spend a half an hour with each of the boys separately? What would you choose to do as a special treat?
In the house, or you mean
wherever,
anything?
Any place that you wanted to go, or what you wanted, anything you wanted to do.
Separately. Probably, well, not that I would choose this, but the biggest treat would be for me to take one of them to the store, because I don't like to take either of them to the store. And so, sometimes if one is busy doing something else, and only one wants to come with me, that's a treat, just me and him go
mm-hmm.
out. I can handle one of them in the store,
mm-hmm.
but I can't handle them both in the store.
Because
mm-hmm. they want things and they, you know, I don't know, it's just a real pain. I don't like taking them to the store.
So if one was not busy, so it wouldn't matter which one it was, but just to have a special time with one of them would be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. You probably don't often just do something with one of them.
No, well, you know, if one wants to come and the other one doesn't, we do it like that, but otherwise we go for a walk together, go to the park together. I mean, separately, we're not into cards yet, but separately I might color with one while the other one's doing something else.
Mm-hmm.
whatever. We don't do games a whole lot either. They're not really interested in games all that much.
Okay. Let's see. The boys are in school 4 days a week or 5 mornings a week? Is
it? Five.
Five, all five. Okay. And does the bus come and pick them up, or do you take them, or how does that work?
A school van, yeah.
Okay, and drops them back off again as well. Mm-hmm. But you also sometimes visit in that classroom. You sometimes go yourself. How do you decide about that? Is that for your convenience, or is it something that you go specifically to see how things are going, or how does that
work? They don't let me get away with not coming in. They usually call me and ask me if I can come in because one of the teachers is busy with something else and they need help in the classroom. Or, like, this Friday I'm going in because it's a school picnic. The class.
Thank you.
So they know that you're one of the mothers who will respond to come and be helping in the classroom.
Well, I used to help a lot more, and lately I can't because I just got this job in January, and I work about 4 mornings a week. Mm. So I'm only available one morning, and it's not usually the morning they call me, and I don't usually take my one morning off to go to school.
No, right. You're going to have that free time. It's much pleasanter to have it to do something yourself. Yeah. Does anybody else take care of the twins when you're not available? Do you ever have babysitters come in the afternoon or anything, or do you?
Just, the only people that babysit is my daughter, or my husband, or grandmother. Mm-hmm.
And is that done on a regular basis, or no, that's just if you happen to need somebody special?
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, it's always their father or their sister. Cut it out. You want to wreck that thing, just go put it in the trash.
That's mine.
Yeah, it is your brother's. You don't like it.
It's my gun. I mean, that's my gun.
Cal,
that's
go
my
put gun this weapon stuff here. Away. Go my put gun. That thing away. You're being rough with it, and I don't like it at all.
Are you waiting for me?
I guess so.
I don't know.
Don't hurt her.
Please don't hurt me. Let's go on the toy room.
See, the thing is when we moved here, the kids in the neighborhood had guns. Mm. So I bought them each one so they could keep up with the Joneses type thing.
And it's a complicated issue, isn't it?
Yes. Because, you know, they were just borrowing one or crying because the other kid had them and they didn't have. And then with that sword, he just got that about a week ago. And the reason why I let him get it this time was because I'm just so sick of them using sticks as swords anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're always saying, put the stick down, you know?
Are you going to show her?
Good, before it starts raining. It actually looks now like it's going to be okay.
Yeah, it looks
it's
nice.
It's kind of sunny. Yeah. Okay. Are the kids in the same classroom?
No.
Or do they have different teachers?
Different teachers.
And who are their teachers?
Cal's in Rhoda and Julie's, and Jake is in Donna and Liz's.
Okay. What do you think the most important things are that they've accomplished so far this year in school?
Learning to write their names. I would say they know their colors very well. Last year they knew the days of the week, and I swear one of them knew all the months of the year too, but since then I don't think they know them anymore.
Uh-huh.
I'm not the type that's like push. I want to have the most genius children. I just want them to be well-rounded, you know, physically, emotionally. Mm. I figure all that educational stuff is going to come in first, second, third, and all that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to panic if they don't know how to read right away.
Yeah. Have you sat down and talked individually with their teachers? Do they have a conferencing
I just schedule. Had one before you came.
Oh, that's what she was. She came actually here to your house.
Yeah.
Huh. And whose teacher was that you were talking with?
Cal's.
Okay.
It was just an end of the year home visit, they call it.
Right. Right. Well, you've really had a lot of home visits today. This has been your major home visit day, huh? What do you think each of the kids likes most about school, and maybe and also doesn't like about school?
I think they both like the most is going to see their friends, mm-hmm. and least is having to go. Sometimes they don't want to go, they just want to stay in their pajamas and yeah. watch TV and whatever.
So sometimes it's hard to get them motivated to get out the door.
Yeah, not terribly hard, actually. They're very good about it. For a little while in the middle of the winter, I was considering taking them out of school, because Cal especially didn't want to go. And but at that time I was trying to get a job too, so I left it up to whether I had got this job or not, because I walked to work.
Mm.
So it was like, I'll apply downtown if I get one. See, I was doing something else before. I was doing that early morning paper route business.
Oh my gosh.
So because that way I didn't need a babysitter,
right.
I didn't have to pay a babysitter. I just work early in the morning, get home when they were all waking up.
Right.
So I got really tired of that. So I went applying downtown, and I did get the job at the answering service, and then I had to keep them in school. So it was just a little bit of time there that I really wanted to take them out. I felt guilty that I was sending them to school every day, because, you know, it wasn't mandatory. It's not like they have to go to kindergarten, you know what I mean? So I thought maybe I should give them a long time before they have to go to school, but they're already looking forward to going to Johnson School for kindergarten. That whole thing about school was pretty much temporary. Now, if they don't want to go, it's just like, oh, I don't want to go. They're just like a tired thing, but mm-hmm. they drag themselves on, you know, get on their jacket.
So do you think that the preschool experience has been a good one for them?
Yeah, I do.
In what particular ways?
Well, they teach them how to behave, you know? I mean, how to sit quiet, how to socialize. A lot about just socializing with the other kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I know in school they teach them mostly, but if you have a problem, you need to use your words, they say.
Mm-hmm.
Use your words to tell him why you're mad at him, what's bothering you.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's good for them.
Do you think that's had an effect at home as well as at school?
Amongst each other, amongst everybody, they get along pretty good. The boy downstairs, he's a little tyrant anyway.
Hmm.
So my kids have bad reactions around him. They act up badly. But they don't usually fight with Nick that very much. And it's still pretty bad, but they're moving out downstairs in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, sometimes they're just bad combinations, and it's hard to deal with on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, it's been rough.
Okay, so let's see. It's you and your husband and your daughter and the two boys, and that's everybody who lives here.
Right.
Do you have relatives around here as well, and do the kids spend time with other relatives?
No, it's not like the other relatives take them out. They visit us.
Mm-hmm. They come here to visit you?
Well, we go there. Like, Auntie Pat, my sister-in-law, my brother's wife, is very special to us. And Uncle Dennis, my husband's brother, mm-hmm. is very special. They both give us the most time and the most attention to all of us. They kind of like, this type of spoil you, you know?
That's nice.
They're fun, and they're very good people.
Mm-hmm. Are there cousins that the boys spend time with, or nobody of a
same age? They know all their cousins, but none that, there's nobody their age that lives around here, really.
Mm-hmm.
They have little Peter who wrecked the playroom Saturday night. Oh, I didn't tell you about that. I could just rush and get that done before you came because the playroom was a disaster.
Uh-huh.
But he's almost three.
And then my brother's kids are 19 and 16. Hi, Heather.
Oh,
you got your hair done. I love it. What's this?
Melissa.
Hi, Melissa.
Hi. Could you go to 85 Pond Street if she sticks right with me? Because that's my mother. She wants to know.
Well, how about in a little while when I'm done here, I'll walk her over.
Okay.
All right?
Yep. It's better to maybe something like that because then you know we can.
Well, I'll have to call their mother at work or something. I'll have to figure this one out. Okay. We'll walk over anyway and see you. Oh, I love her hair because she got bangs.
She didn't used to have bangs?
It used to be really long and straight, and it was always nothing.
In their face.
It's adorable now.
Do you need to do something with them for a while, or they pretty much handle themselves?
They're okay.
Okay, all right. We'll finish up as quickly as we can. Okay, let's see. If you had some sort of a family emergency and you needed to call on somebody to help out, who would you choose to call?
Grandma. She lives in Framingham.
Mm-hmm. So she's nearby and she's available to help
out. And her
out.
Husband is dead. So.
Oh. Is this your mother's? This
no,
isn't your father. This is your husband's
My parents live in North Carolina.
Uh-oh.
That's why I'm not talking about them. Because
yeah,
they're
not nearby.
Out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's your husband's dad who just died.
Right.
Okay, we've talked, Ashley, quite a bit about the kind of work that you're doing now and the kinds of things that you might like to do, so we don't have to worry about that part. So both you and your husband then have income coming in at this point.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think is the combined income at this point for the two of you?
Oh, he's never very steady, but...
What kinds of stuff does he do?
He's a painter. So it's a lot of time, a lot of layout
time,
which is why we never really get anywhere, but when we're doing good, it's probably 30,000, but I would say overall, it's 25.
Even now that you've started working, or including the money
well,
that you
Well, he was just unemployed for 5 weeks,
It doesn't hold up over time.
It hurts a lot.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Okay, let's see. What kinds of places do you like to go with the boys? And do you have a chance to get there very often? Things like playgrounds and parks and museums, libraries and stuff like that.
We do all that.
We do all that.
And zoos. And we even like to just go down the Audubon and walk through the woods there.
Mm.
Like we just... A couple times a year, we usually go up the Blue Hill and climb up the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just think it's important that kids get fresh air and get back to nature, that kind of junk.
Hmm, that's nice. You talked about going to the library. You do that once a week, or what is your schedule for that?
We don't have a schedule, but we do it at least once a week.
At least once a week, okay. And what about parks and stuff and playgrounds?
Oh, we do that. Well, it depends on the weather, but at least once a week.
Yeah, and you have a playground nearby that's easily accessible for you.
We walk right up to Johnson School. They have a good playground.
Okay. And that's the school that the boys will go to next year for kindergarten?
Yeah.
Have you been to visit the kindergarten classroom, or...?
They just had their screening last week or 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I did see the kindergarten classroom. It's excellent.
Great. So you've actually gone and observed the classroom?
No, the teacher's actually leaving. They're not even sure which teacher's going to be there this coming year.
Uh-huh.
Somebody new and probably much younger. but she was still had plenty left in her, but
uh-huh.
she just wanted to do other things.
Yeah.
Now that she's like a very young 63 or 65.
Ooh, wow.
I don't know how old, I mean, she must be in retirement age, but she was young for that. And she was very nice, so it's a shame she's leaving, but they promised us that they'll get somebody good to replace her.
Is there only one kindergarten?
There's a morning session and an
afternoon
session, but the room is huge. They have a piano in there.
Oh, nice.
And they have a gigantic bay window
mm-hmm.
with a bench seat all the way across, so like the whole class could sit on this bench
oh, wow.
in the bay window. Lots of window space. Mm-hmm. I like the room a lot. It's a big room.
Yeah. Now, will they split the boys up and have one in the morning and one in the afternoon, or?
I chose to keep them in the same class this year because otherwise
it would be impossible for you. Yeah.
Because the sessions start about half an hour in between, and I have to go down and pick up one. And what, in the winter, hang around for a half an hour until the next class starts, or come home and feed them and
right, it'd be crazy.
Go back.
And it wouldn't give you any time when you didn't have one or the other at home either.
That
so.
Too, yeah.
Okay, here's some questions about things that each of the boys can do. We've talked about each of them knowing how to write their name, right? So when I get to that one, I already know the answer to that one. They obviously, therefore, can use pens and pencils and both like to draw. Well, you said Cal particularly likes to draw, so he obviously is good with a crayon. Do they ever pretend to write things like they pretend to write a letter or pretend to write a sign or anything like that? Have you ever seen them do anything like that?
They do different letters. Oh yeah, they'll write, their friend Nick is teaching them to write to mom, love, and then they draw a picture.
Mm-hmm.
And now I've seen them put like J, K, L. I don't know what they're practicing there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But they're working on stuff along those lines.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And they both do know how to do their own names.
Yeah.
Do they recognize the name letters of the alphabet? So if they see a sign, can they walk up and identify different name alphabet, different letters from the alphabet?
Oh yeah, I think they know the letters.
They can both do that.
I'm pretty sure they know almost all of their letters.
Okay. If they saw their name written out, would they be able to identify it? Okay.
They even know each other's names, and they know most of their classmates.
And because everything in the classroom, probably they have cubbies and stuff like that.
Well,
they have names
on it. Oh, that's Stevie's name. S like in Stevie. Or there's M for Mike, and stuff like that.
Good. Okay. Do you know how high they can count?
No.
Okay. do they ever pretend to read?
You're not going
books?
Out with that screwdriver. Mommy, put it back in the drawer. Yeah, let's come upstairs to see it.
I'm Sholton. And I'm going to give it right back up.
Who are you and Sholton?
Show all to them.
We'll have them all come up. Have them all come up the back door. Give me that thing. We're not taking it out, Cal.
I'm Sholton and I'm going to give it right back up.
Give it to me, I'll bring it out in a little while.
We'll be done in a very, very soon, Cal, I promise you. It's hard, isn't it?
You're not taking it out, it's too dangerous. I made a rule, Cal, and the rule sticks. You're not taking that big screwdriver outside. It's too much like a knife or something. Oh, it's awful the way these kids... I know.
Daddy gave it to me, so I can do anything
with
my mouth. But
it's sharp like a knife. It's you have a temper tantrum on.
That's okay. That's very appropriate. you did the right thing. Okay, we'll quickly get through the last couple here. Or if you want to take a break and go down and...
No, that's fine.
Okay, let's get it done. Okay. Do the kids ever pretend to sit and read by themselves, read to each other, read to you? Do they ever pretend to take a book and pretend they're reading?
Maybe like a new library book they'd be interested in looking at by themselves, mm-hmm. but things that we already been through, I don't see them like pretending like that stuff.
Okay. Do you know if they know the words of any particular book that they've read quite frequently? Could they know what words are actually on the page? No.
No.
Okay. Can they read?
They're not geniuses.
No. Well, some kids just really latch on, particularly a book that has very repetitive kinds of phraseology in it.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Yeah.
Not us.
But not everybody thinks. Not every kid thinks that's interesting. How about reading labels or signs or anything like that?
I don't know.
No. Okay. How often do you read books with the kids? You mentioned earlier something about always reading one every night.
Yeah. We do one a night, once in a while, too.
If you've got the strength.
Yeah.
Yeah.
at the time.
It's more like if one's a real short one, or we usually keep it down to one.
Yeah.
Once in a while.
Are there any particular books that you would consider their favorites? Is there a book that each one thinks is the best book ever?
No, you know, you'd have to really ask them. If you sat in front of the bookcase,
they could choose, probably.
But they'd probably choose any old thing. You know?
Yeah.
They have varied, wide interests.
Wide reading interests, good.
Yes.
Okay, what kinds of books do you like to read yourself, for yourself? Not for them, but for yourself.
For myself?
Mm-hmm.
I don't read. But I have read a few books in my life. I would say I like the intriguing, suspenseful love story.
Mm-hmm. Are there any authors that you've read that write that kind of thing?
Well, I can only think of a few books I've read. The Other Side of Midnight.
Who wrote that?
I don't know.
Okay.
Scruples, I read that one. And I read this other book. It was a big book. I was really proud of myself. I really liked it. My father-in-law has it. See, give it to me. Give it back. I really liked it. These people, I can't remember it, but they had a lot of money. It was like all over Japan, and then they had a rubber industry, and it was about the family, and they had a lot of money, and then they had bad times. It was kind of war times, too.
But you don't remember who wrote it.
I like the part about the money.
Uh-huh. That was an interesting part.
They had a nice house.
Uh-huh. Okay. Do most of the books that the boys have are ones that you've purchased at one time or another? You said they had quite a collection of kids'
yeah,
books.
Yeah, I always buy them another book, or somebody else buys them a book, and then we have books that were mine, the Dr. Seuss's, and a lot of little Goldens that was still mine. And then from my daughter, she had a bunch of books that were saved. So they have a stuffed shelf in there.
Yeah, great, good. Let's see. Do you read anything else together besides books, like the funnies or toy catalogs or children's magazines or newspapers or anything like that with the boys?
Very little.
Okay. Does anybody else read books with them besides you?
Yeah, at school.
Not
very
here at home.
Often.
Okay. Do they watch Sesame Street at all? Is that a...
They grew up on Sesame Street, but they hardly ever watch it.
They've grown out
anymore.
Of it at this point.
Well, they still like it, but they're too busy playing, and they miss it. You know, in the morning they're off to school, so they miss the morning show. At lunch, it goes from 11:30 to 12:30 at night. So they get home, and it's getting older. And then they're too busy playing for the afternoon.
Do the kids like rhyming books? You just mentioned Dr. Seuss. Do those have a lot of appeal for them, do you think?
I think that they think those are fun, yeah.
Yeah. Can they rhyme themselves if you gave them a word like mad or patters?
I think set,
they could rhyme them too. Okay. Okay. We know that they're going to go to the Johnson School for Kindergarten. And do you think that they're going to be ready for kindergarten?
Yes.
Yes.
I just got a letter saying that they believe they're ready, that they should do fine.
Great. So Head Start feels that they're in good shape.
Well, the Johnson School thinks so.
Johnson School, that's good too. Great. Okay.
Hi, Spencer. This is Pat.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Good. When they start having schoolwork and stuff, do you think you'll be able to sit down and help them with their schoolwork?
Sure.
Do you do that now with your daughter?
A little, yeah.
A little.
Well, she's pretty much old enough to do what
her
she's
own stuff.
Got, yeah.
Yeah.
But like when she has a report, I proofread it, and I help her come up with ideas for more to put into it, or her project that's due. I don't do very much quizzing, with her before tests. If she has a real major test, she'll ask me to quiz her. But, you know, at the end of the day, I'm tired. Unless they come to me, I'm not going to volunteer.
You're not going to force yourself in the situation.
Right.
What do you think the boys will be when they grow up?
They both say they want to be builders, but then I put that idea in my mind. Who is it? They wanted to be a policeman for a little bit, just a few days, until Spencer told them that policemen sometimes get killed. So they go, well, we don't want to be policemen because sometimes policemen get dead. But I say, well, if you're a builder, you can make furniture, you can build a house. Because I have three brothers. Two of them have already built their own homes.
Wow.
One of them is in the process of doing it now. My father builds furniture. I mean, he was always a carpenter. My brothers aren't just builders. One's an architect. Mm-hmm. And the other one has a contracting business with another guy. So they're all doing very well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the only one that still rents. But then Liz is sort of private. But we got a divorce in between our daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got back together. Twins, so we were apart for 4 years, which put a big, damper on us.
Absolutely.
Getting things underway, like we should have bought a house 10 years ago, but instead we got divorced.
And now it's really tough, to get into the market at all.
Well, when things start rolling, which they were almost rolling last fall, and then things went wrong again. Financially, I mean, we had started to save a bunch of money. And then we just had to spend it all because he was out of work for 5 weeks, and then we had to buy another secondhand car, so that money's gone. But eventually, we hope to save money, and then we'll have to move out of state. I don't think we'll
Someplace where it's just less expensive.
Where you can buy a house for $50,000 or $60,000.
Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely. Great. Okay, well, I'm going to shut.
They just put a decal on it to make everybody think this is something wonderful.